The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the Rock Show. Come on to the People's Show. Come on to the Premier Show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE Champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks! The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says.
Hello, and welcome to SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Jade to the Max. Happy Sunday, Jade.
Happy Sunday, everyone.
Are you doing well this Sunday?
I'm doing fantastic. Just a little hungry, but, you know.
Oh, okay.
Other than that, I'm well rested.
What do you have plans for the breakfast, West Coast time?
Breakfast will probably be later because I just want to work out first. And, it is going to be a 72-degree day today, so.
Okay, look.
I'll probably try to go outside.
Socially distanced, of course.
Of course, of course. I don't like strangers that much anyway. So, yeah.
Well,
still in this pandemic.
Unfortunately, but hey, you know, some states are starting to lift some of these restrictions, so we'll see how this goes. North Carolina just like was like, okay. Y'all want to go out to the bars? I can do it. Half capacity. So we'll
see
how that plays out in the next couple of weeks.
COVID super spreader events. Like what WrestleMania is going to be.
I think it's going to be just like sort of like the NXT. Super Bowl where they had just like first responder type people. I don't think it's going to be a general population type deal.
I gotcha. You're probably right.
Yeah, a lot of the, like, I know, like, okay, they said that they could open the arenas at like 15% capacity. So I know North Carolina played a basketball game yesterday and they had a few students, but, you know, it was mostly like, the support staff and family and friends, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't going to be like too many outside student people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's what Vince is going to do.
Yeah, maybe. This is SmackDown Matters. We are a part of the CSPN. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can also find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitch Radio. All you have to do is search for The WrestleCast - The CSPN and SmackDown Matters. We'll appear in your podcast queue each and every week. Last week, Miss J to the Max, we discussed and previewed Elimination Chamber from your point of view heading into that pay-per-view. This is our first conversation since, so just want to get some of your takes on what you saw in the action last Sunday.
Yes, so I fell asleep before Daniel Bryan even made it to the ring for the first match. But
that West Coast time just be getting to you, huh?
It be whooping my ass sometimes. but I did wake up at some point at the end of the Raw Elimination Chamber match. Because, you know, Michael Cole was like screaming and hollering. I'm like, who's doing all this yelling while I'm trying to sleep? And so I woke up, I was like, oh, so I just watched it the next day.
I got you.
But it was reminiscent of WrestleMania. I think it was 30 when Daniel Bryan had to fight two matches in one night.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we knew he wasn't going to win. But I see a pattern here. Roman going after the average guys and, you know, like the KO and, now Daniel Bryan, the little guy. So, what else happened? See, it was Raw, SmackDown, Elimination Chamber. Oh, the women's tag team match. Yeah, we knew that was going to happen. There was another match. The Elimination Chamber was kind of forgettable. Oh, well, the Miz cashed in Money in the Bank. That was good. Let's see. Wasn't there another match, too?
There was, let me get the card back out because I can't remember. I've watched some New Japan since then. So that is freshly upon my thoughts and my psyche. Let's see. Elimination Chamber. Matt Riddle won the United States title.
That's right. That was forgettable. I'm not really a big Matt Riddle fan. Just saying.
Yeah, he doesn't have a lot of support amongst the folks on the internet or backstage.
I'm not buying what he's selling.
That's true. I don't know. It seems like he's lost a little bit of his luster since he's gone to the main roster, but I guess you can say that about just about everybody from NXT at some point in time. But yeah, it's just not as connected. He didn't seem as bad. Maybe we didn't know as much about him and his personality when he was at NXT a couple of years ago. You know, the more you know. And that maybe was, you know, jading a lot of folks away from Matt Riddle in his current situation. Plus, I mean, look how many times he's gotten ragdolled around by Bobby Lashley. And then in the match, he didn't even really beat Bobby Lashley. So,
yeah, that was whack. I don't like how they're, first of all, don't be disrespecting a Hurt Business like that. I don't like that. They should have all the gold.
You should be eating the banana right now when you say that.
I'm just saying.
Like the dude from Friday. They should have. I mean, Belly.
Yes. They should have. Yes, exactly. They should have all the gold. All of it.
Yeah, so, you know, the setup is Bobby Lashley trying to cash in the favor that he gave The Miz for wrecking Drew McIntyre, allowing The Miz an easier path to cashing in the Money in the Bank and becoming the new WWE champion. Are you feeling maybe a Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre main event at WrestleMania?
Sure, but I need Bobby Lashley to have some belt on him.
Okay.
So maybe Bobby needs to be in the title picture at some point.
Well, I mean, he might be, come Monday night, he might be the WWE champion.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. They're having the match.
Okay, so then, yes, Bobby and Drew at Mania, sure. Mm-hmm. With Bobby retaining, sure.
Mm-hmm. And then, what's the one after WrestleMania? Not Roadblock, but it's something like...
Roadblock. No, yes, that might be right.
it's not that. It's usually like it has something to do with like Payback or something where they kind of run the matches back again. I can't remember the name of it.
Repeat.
Yeah, there you go.
There you have it, folks. Repeat.
But yeah, I think that Bobby Lashley with MVP as the manager and the Paul Heyman role could definitely pull it off, and they could do a lot of good things, a lot of good commentary, a lot of good you know, promos, especially from MVP. I think is it Backlash? It's the one after WrestleMania.
I'm thinking, who knows? Vince might come up with a new one. You just never know.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's in like December for some reason though, but I don't know. No, I think TLC is in December. But yeah, I think it's Backlash is the one that comes up after WrestleMania. And then they'll, you know, have the rehashes of some of those feuds. And we might get by SummerSlam, if Bobby Lashley can hold on to the title, Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar. And that might make a lot of people mad.
Now, I am here for that match.
You might not be there for the match, booking, though.
That is the match we want.
Yeah. For sure.
Vince better give it to us.
For for sure.
That's the money match.
It is. It is. It's been a money match for quite a while, but they haven't cashed in on it.
Well, Vince better stop playing. Let's go. You know Brock only works once a year. Wait, so does that mean Paul Heyman's going to have to pull double duty?
That's a very good question. I guess they'll figure that out in due time.
Raw and SmackDown.
Hey, if Adam Pearce can do it, Paul Heyman can do it, no problem.
Oh, Adam Pearce does hop on Raw. I forget because, you know, I don't be watching Raw like that. I listen, though. So I always know what's going on.
That's right. That's right. Check out myself, Mo to the underscore Reese, and Charlotte Flair's biggest stand, Shaolin Shogun MA, on this past week's WrestleCast, episode 294.
See how I did that? Shameless plug.
That's right. That's right. Getting your Mick Foley on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So on this particular episode of SmackDown, oh, by the way, we tied for the who you got. So.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, you didn't lose.
Okay, good. Because if I did, we were going to have some problems.
So I'll start, if they have even number of matches like that again, where we could all tie, I'll start doing the Didi Jonet, where we have some type of tiebreaker.
Yes, we will need a tiebreaker.
Yes, yes. So our episode of SmackDown Matters starts with Roman Reigns talking about his victory over Daniel Bryan at the Elimination Chamber. Roman then turns his attention to Edge. He says Edge doesn't need these problems and gives Edge a chance to back out of the match, you know, after Edge speared him, after he defeated Daniel Bryan and made his decision to face Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
So Roman be talking cash money, S-H-I-T.
So Daniel Bryan then comes out and questions why Roman wrestled him in the second match and not the main event or the semi-main event to give him some time to rest. You know, he thought that was kind of a cowardly move. So then Daniel Bryan requests a title match one-on-one with Roman at Fastlane. That's when Jey Uso and his scrappy-doo ways
start talking cash money, S-H-I-T, too. Mm-hmm. Yelling and carrying on. Like, what's all... Again, I was dozing off, and I'm like, what's all this? Who is yelling in my house like this? Oh, it's Jey Uso. Okay.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's funny. So Jey jumps Daniel Bryan, beats him down, tosses him over the barricade.
Yes, I saw that. And they didn't even scuff up their shoes in the process.
Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville are talking in the back. Edge comes in to ask about the Daniel Bryan getting a title shot, and they said they got to talk that over.
So look at Sonya pushing her weight around. Okay, Daddy DeVille.
So we're in the back. Jey apologizes to Roman for jumping the gun. Roman says there's nothing to apologize for as long as he gets the job done. Foreshadowing.
Or else. Somebody's going to be at the kids' table for Easter dinner.
Edge wants to know what's up with Fastlane. He heard the plan was for him and Daniel Bryan to team up against Roman and Jey Uso for that event. Adam Pearce says Bryan and Jey will wrestle tonight, and if Bryan wins, he'll get a shot at the title at Fastlane, and Edge knows that a Universal title shot at the pay-per-view is a much bigger deal than that proposed tag match. So look at Edge trying to have some understanding.
Okay.
Video package reminding us of the Alpha Academy turn last week. So Alpha Academy, they got the win over the Mysterios when Otis catches a flying Rey Mysterio with the World's Strongest Slam. Then he hits the second rope splash and gets the win. Dominic Mysterio about to turn on his daddy.
Oh, I fast forwarded through that match.
Well, they on a big old
As soon as I saw it was Dominic Mysterio, I was like, next.
Just Rodney Dangerfield, that man. No respect.
I mean, I respect his daddy, but I'm tired of them.
Daniel Bryan versus Jey Uso was made official for tonight. Daniel Bryan will get the title shot at Fastlane if he wins. We get a video recap of what happened last week between Apollo Crews and Big E. Apollo comes down for his in-ring promo. He says a lot of people want to know what's going on with him. He says he's from Nigeria. He's a real African-American. This is who he is.
Oh, I saw that. And then towards the end of the promo, he started talking in his accent. I said, okay.
He says his ancestors are Nigerian royalty. They ruled rich lands, and he represents them. He says the green and white are what he stands for, wealth, dominance, and power. Big E found out firsthand last week. Apollo says he went to his roots, and now he can warn you in the words of his ancestors. And as he starts to, like you said, speak in Nigerian, the music of Shinsuke Nakamura cuts him off. Well, Apollo Crews. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'm glad Shinsuke went back to his old music.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody is. Shinsuke and Seth Rollins both went back to older versions of their music.
Only Keith Lee could go back to his old music.
If only Keith Lee could show up on TV again. I hope that man's okay. I don't know what's wrong with him, but they keep saying he's hurt.
Man. Okay, continue.
Apollo Crews got the win over Nakamura via the angle slam. So he'll turn Apollo Crews new gear. He got the long pants now instead of the tights. Not doing as many of the high flying moves, but.
No more smiling.
Yeah. I like it. It's a good start.
I can dig it.
Paul Heyman informs Roman that if Daniel Bryan wins tonight, he'll get the title match at Fastlane. Roman wants to confirm that their proposed tag team match is scrapped. Heyman says only if Daniel Bryan wins tonight. Seems like Roman wants to team up with Jey Uso pretty bad. He don't really want to have a one-on-one
because here's the thing:
WrestleMania.
He can't trust Jey Uso to do what he's supposed to do.
So he got to be there, keep an eye on him.
He got to keep an eye on him. Now, if it was Jimmy Uso, we wouldn't have no problems. Because Naomi has trained him well.
That's funny. That is funny. Tamina picks up a win over Liv Morgan when she hits a
Tamina.
Drop, followed by the catatonic for the win. So, yeah, 2 weeks in a row. Tamina
got some steam.
Yep. She's picking up some momentum. I guess her and Natty are maybe trying to position themselves in some type of top contender role for the women's tag team titles.
Go ahead, ladies. I can see it.
Yeah, it would be fun, right?
Mm-hmm. It would be.
To see
they're both really good in the ring, you know.
To see a legitimate, build up, Tamina and Natty, getting a bunch of wins, and then get that collision course to go against either Dakota or Raquel or Nia and Shayna, you know, it would be good.
Dakota and Raquel me, please, because we know who the real dominant tag team would be. I'm going to just say, I was watching, side note to NXT, I was watching the video package to promote the match next week, and I remember the commentator was saying, I don't know, was it Vic Joseph, was saying, you know, Nia and Shayna are the most dominant tag team Nia's something about dominance. And I was like, Raquel's automatically better because she has a better in-ring skill set. Nia's skill set's really limited in the ring and she hurts people. So, you know, that's just my take. I'm team Raquel and Dakota.
Yeah. It's going to be a heck of a match on Wednesday. Wednesday's actually going to be really good on both channels, I think.
It will be good.
Yeah. Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville are in the ring. They hype up Bianca Belair and her subsequent choice. That brings out Bianca Belair looking glorious in the 8K. Just so popping. Her colors plus the way that they shoot it with the blur makes everything just stand out. Sonya Deville asks who she's facing and sets up a little hype video package for Asuka and Sasha Banks. That's the most hype Asuka's gotten since Monday, since she got the title from Becky.
Right.
In the bank. It's like, oh yeah, Asuka is a badass. She isn't just Charlotte Flair's
second. Well, she's been wandering in the, you know, island of irrelevancy because they don't know what to do with her. They need to just bring her over to SmackDown because that's where the superior women's division is.
You heard it here first, folks.
Just saying. Just giving Vince free ideas.
Before Binky can actually answer, we get Skippy Flippy. Reginald, he comes down with his own entrance music. He says, this choice will define Binky's future in the WWE. And of course, he puts over Sasha Banks. He knows that if Binky chooses Banks at Mania, the dream will dissolve into a nightmare. And so, of course, Sasha Banks comes out. She takes the mic from Reginald, then reminds him to never speak for her and shoves him out of the frame.
I said the same thing as soon as he walked out. I said, didn't Sasha tell him once? Don't make her have to tell you again.
Sasha says that she's more than a champion. She's the standard. She disagrees with Binky being the EST. She's the best, which makes Binky second best. Binky says that she'll make... yep, Belair says she'll make Banks eat her words at WrestleMania when she takes her title on the grandest stage of them all. She points at the WrestleMania sign while Sasha poses with the title in the air, and you just got your main event of night one at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's the match we wanted.
That's going to be a banger. Everything is going to be hype.
So good.
The promos, the outfits, the match.
Oh yes, I can't wait for the outfit.
Yeah, you know it's gonna be a Can You Top This episode every week,
and the entrances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is gonna be big time. This is gonna be the match that whatever happens in WrestleMania is gonna be the standout event.
I think Sasha might bring Snoop Dogg back for this one.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Again. She's going to come in on a Hummer. They don't even make Hummers anymore, but they'll make one just for her.
She'll find some new luxury. She'll find the Tesla truck or something to come in on.
Everybody named Mama got that. It'll probably be like a McLaren, like a sports car with the butterfly doors. Mm-hmm.
Baron Corbin, Sami Zayn, they're in the back. Corbin is warming up and Sami Zayn shows up with his documentary crew. He asks Baron Corbin about the conspiracy against him. Corbin tells him to figure out the mystery of why they're tag team partners. Zayn says that's on him, but even though they don't get along, they work pretty well together and he could use a big win. Sami thinks that they could become the tag team champions if they work together. His strategy, along with Corbin's brawn, they could take over everything. Corbin stops him. He says their talents could lead to dominance, but he warns Sami never to tell him what to do.
Ooh, don't tell me what to do. I'm just glad that Baron Corbin is able to move on from the Mysterio family and, you know, on to bigger and better things for him.
Yeah, the Mysterio family seems to be bringing people down.
And it ain't Ray. I'm just saying. It ain't him. I'm glad the little girl and the mama gone.
Yeah, man. So many people done soured on the bigger expansion of that storyline. They're just like, mm-mm. Then Steve Cutler had his little situation where he ended up getting released, so Baron Corbin didn't have his goons no more to fight this, you know, family feud type battle that they were trying to build up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Nope, we'll pass.
The Street Profits, they get the win over Sami Zayn and Baron Corbin.
And there again, the documentary crew. continuing to film all the antics of Sami Zayn.
Antics? How about trials and tribulations?
Oh, what a drop kick to King Corbin. And Angelo Dawkins now taking the fight to the King. There's so many trials and tribulations for poor Sammy.
Do you have any idea how expensive it is to make a documentary, especially with your own money, Cole? Sami Zayn very clearly believes what he is saying is true.
The ref's not enforcing the rules. The ref is not enforcing the rules.
Uh-oh.
Get out of the way!
Easy.
Get out of the way!
Take it easy.
And all the documentary crew preventing King Corbin from sliding back into the ring, which is one of his patented moves. And now the double team by the Street Profits. Corbin into the barricade. Here comes King Corbin now, full head of steam. Runs into a boot by Ford, who's trying to create separation, and that could do it to step up in Zagiri.
Corbin rocked the tag. Happenstance allows him to fall directly towards Sami Zayn.
And Ford could not make it to Dawkins in his corner. Sami Zayn now.
Montez Ford fighting desperately. Look,
tag! Here comes Dawkins. Angelo Dawkins taking the fight to Sami Zayn. Corkscrew flying elbow by Dawkins.
Here comes the highlight moment.
And Dawkins is hard to stop when he gets rolling off the Bulldog. Cover now to put this match away. 2.5 near fall.
Angelo Dawkins almost ended this one in favor of the Street Profits. But here comes Corbin back into the fray.
Drop kick by Dawkins.
A little love for the athleticism of Angelo Dawkins. Corbin 6'7".
Oh, planting Dawkins. Zayn now looking for the win. Here's the cover.
Come on!
Almost had him, and Dawkins kicks it too.
Why are you filming me? I called you. Stop filming me! Stop filming me!
What are you doing?
What?
It's my dog.
Tell him to stay out of the way.
Montez Ford! Incredible!
Look out from behind, Dawkins.
Trying to roll up Sami Zayn. Sami's going to pay for it. Oh, my God, what a neck breaker.
I don't know what to call it, so let's just call it the end.
I know what to call this. From the heavens. Cover by Ford. The Profits with the win.
Here are your winners, the Street Profits.
You think Sami Zayn carries workers' comp?
Like Sonya Deville told them, they got to, you know, get some more wins under their belts before that they can get their tag team title rematch. It's not just automatic anymore. Remember, we established that like a year and a half ago when the McMahons were like, no automatic rematches.
They're the ones that did that.
Yep.
So now they have to eat their words.
Daniel Bryan is backstage. He cuts a promo. He says WrestleMania is still a long ways off. He's got Jey Uso now and potentially Roman at Fastlane, but he likes his chances and he feels he might have a better shot at beating Roman than Edge does. Of course, Edge shows up. He heard what Bryan said and they go back and forth for a little bit. Edge notes that if Bryan beats Roman, he'd fight him at Mania and as Bryan, who he thinks would win that match. Daniel Bryan says he'll keep that answer to himself for now because nothing matters if he can't beat Jey Uso tonight.
Well. And then what happened?
Then Seth Rollins comes down to the ring.
Oh, God. He had on his Johnny Tapia outfit, I see. Is this Bad Boys 2?
Yeah, it's just like Seth stopped in Vegas and was like, I'm buying all of these.
He's looking like Nikki from Casino.
Yeah, I was just about to say, he watched Casino and had an epiphany. So
he's like, I can be Sam and Nikki.
He says that the complaint he sent in to WWE management got a huge response. Cesaro is coming out to the ring immediately. Seth Rollins tries to talk him down. Cesaro pauses and Rollins asks for a chance to make it right after what happened 2 weeks ago. He says he didn't call Cesaro a loser last week. That was blown out of proportion by Twitter. He just wants a chance to make it right. He wants Cesaro to stand in the center of the ring like the star that Seth Rollins is. He asks Cesaro, friend to friend, why is it that Cesaro always seems to come up short despite all that ability? Rollins says Cesaro is missing Killer Instinct. He came back to lead SmackDown, and he'll start with Cesaro if Cesaro will let him. All he has to do is embrace the vision. Let Rollins lead him. Cesaro ponders. Rollins says he doesn't have to answer now. Take your time and think it over. Cesaro grabs the legs, and Rollins is going for the big swing. You know what they should have had? The instrumental. You just should have heard the doom doom doom. Hollywood swinging, because he was around and around.
He was in his disco outfit bag. He was. And I was wondering, as Cesaro was swinging him, I said, when is he going to let go of the mic? He's not. Okay. He's just going to hold on to the mic. Who's going to get the, no. All the sound effects.
That was a clear shot at Baron Corbin. That the way that Seth Rollins took that giant swing, because Baron Corbin screwed it up last week.
Yeah. Baron Corbin, don't do that again.
this was pretty funny. Like you said, Seth Rollins, put me.
It was great.
So Cesaro dumps him onto the mat. Seth Rollins staggers up, tries to get his balance, and is met with an uppercut by Cesaro. Cesaro stands tall, and then he walks up the ramp. Daniel Bryan's music plays, and they have a fist bump. Daniel Bryan is obviously pleased at what just happened. So now it's time for our main event of the evening. Jey Uso and Daniel Bryan ended in a double countout.
Shocking.
There was too much aggression on the outside. Jey Uso was attacking the knee that Daniel Bryan tweaked in the Elimination Chamber. And they got on the outside, and he ran him into the steel ring post knee first. And then when Daniel Bryan started to get the upper hand, Jey Uso ran him into the stairs. And by the time anybody realized what was going on, the 10 count had been reached. So after the match, Daniel Bryan grabs the yes lock inside the ring and cranks it up on Jey. But that's when Roman is here to make the save. Roman tosses Daniel Bryan around. Daniel Bryan gets Roman in the yes lock. But Jey Uso hits Daniel Bryan with the super kick to break the hold. We get a spear from Roman Reigns to Daniel Bryan, then the guillotine choke. Roman chokes Daniel Bryan unconscious, then stands tall with the Universal title as the show ends.
Yeah, Roman said, not on my island. You not whooping my cousin.
Nah, not today. Not today.
Poor Daniel.
This was a good main event. They was cooking.
It was. I'm telling you, SmackDown and NXT don't miss. They don't miss. Well, you know, Raw, the Hurt Business, they just need to elevate them a little bit more, and then they, because I mean, they've already been carrying the show. So.
Right.
But yeah. SmackDown, everybody plays their part and knows their role. Just the way Roman likes it. That's why it's such a good show. Because he's in charge.
Because it's orderly, right?
Yes, it's orderly. He's got everybody in line.
Yeah.
So, it works.
Let's talk about...
And the women's division is SmackDown is superior. They throw Naomi on there, then it'll be even more superior.
What do you think about Lana and Naomi as a tag team?
I get why they're doing it. They're trying to elevate Lana, but I want Naomi to have another title run.
Okay. We'll talk about your guilty pleasure because, you know.
Raw talk.
No, your other guilty pleasure because, you know, you be texting me in the middle of the evening here on the East Coast about
NXT.
Cameron Grimes out here.
Look, I be forgetting that it's like 2 o'clock in the morning where you're at and it's only midnight. I'm like, Don's awake. I know he's awake. If he's not, he'll text me back tomorrow. My apologies. I just have to get that stuff off before I forget.
It's funny because, I was up last night, so I was like, What is Jade doing? Oh,
just watching NXT. Watching NXT. Cameron Grimes trying to recreate Ted DiBiase events. I said, this man's gonna go broke. I'll give you $1,000 if you can bounce dribble his ball 10 times. Oh, Cameron Grimes. Yeah, then I think Austin Theory and what's her name, Indy, they're gonna turn on the Garganos at some point.
That's their parents. They can't do that.
They're probably gonna ask for emancipation. Oh, so they're going to therapy.
You know who really is becoming one of my favorites, even though like the dude that he's representing is kind of like a chicken S type of guy, Malcolm Bivens, the manager guy.
Oh yeah, you know he must be really short because Leon Ruff is 5'10" and Malcolm Bivens is shorter. That's his name, right? Malcolm Bivens. Mm-hmm. He's shorter than Leon Ruff.
Yeah, me and Miss Simi had a good laugh at all of the hijinks that Malcolm Bivens has created recently. He's really good. Really, really good.
He is. Does he have a? Was he wrestling before? He's always been a manager.
He's always been a manager.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd like to say some things about Zoe Starks?
Sister girl that's married to the old man.
Yeah, he's doing your deep research.
Look, Shula, she got some sister in her. Okay, what did he call spicy white?
Yeah.
But no, she's I think she has a lot of potential to be a contender for a women's championship at some point in her NXT career. She's really impressive in the ring. Her debut, obviously, I forgot who she fought. I think it was just a jobber, but having her go up against Io this week really showcase her skill set, and I was really impressive match. So looking forward to seeing more of Zoe Stark in the ring.
Yeah, they definitely have some type of design for her. Getting such a high profile match against Io, second match in her NXT career. So yeah, somebody mm-hmm. definitely sees a lot in her. That's one of those, you know, let's get a report on how good she really is
mm-hmm.
from EO type of deal. And then, right. And then Tony, of course, coming out there, spitting that truth to EO Shirai, telling her that she
always be
fighting other people, but won't fight her one-on-one because she can't beat her one-on-one.
Ooh,
and she got the receipts to prove it.
And EO said, I will fight you anytime, anywhere.
Yep. Yeah,
I wanted her to say it in Japanese, but she didn't.
And I wonder if they're gonna have like a street fight or some type of stipulation to it. Maybe they can get two matches.
It's gotta be something. It can't just be a regular fight. Just a regular in ring match.
Yeah,
I mean.
Yeah. They had that really good video package for the women's tag team title match that's coming up this Wednesday. The kind of sit down style with Shayna and Nia talking about, you know, looking back on the NXT, and Shayna's like, oh, the tag team divisions, all the people I crumbled before I left here. And then, of course, Nia talking about, you know, Raquel, you know, thinking that she's the baddest, biggest on the block. But, you know, that's only because, you know, Nia ain't there anymore. So, yeah, I really like that a lot.
No, Raquel really is the baddest bitch on the block.
Our man, Santos Escobar, man, I did not want to see him take an L. I really wanted to see him
I know
catch a win over Karrion Kross. I was not really here for that, but the match was good though, thanks to a little help from his friends. You know, Escobar was hanging in there, but
it was a good match. I forget why Karrion Kross wanted the match anyway.
Yeah, me either. He just dropped the tarot card Scarlett just dropped the tarot card on old boy's bag one day, and then the next thing you know, it's like, oh, I want to wrestle you. Like, why are you messing with a cruiserweight?
Like, what's going on here? So, but hey, that cruiserweight put him, like, was whooping on him. Yeah, it was 3-on-1. But again, no such thing as a fair fight. So,
Yeah, so that was...
He knew what he was signing up for. He knew his goons were going to be close by.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then the, you know, the story that's going to dominate NXT up until the WrestleMania takeover. Adam Cole.
Bebe.
I can't even say the Bebe. Out here, them broke up the Undisputed Era officially, I guess. There's only one member left to maybe talk some sense into everybody. That's Bobby Fish.
And he hurt. So,
you never know. They could bring him back. It's dire. It's a dire situation. Kyle is hurt. Bobby's hurt. Roderick Strong feelings hurt. It's a lot of hurt going on.
Yeah, I was about to say, Roderick Strong's feelings are in the gutter. He went home crying. He took his ball and went home to Maria or Marina, whatever her name is.
He looked like Red going back to the car.
Mm-hmm. He gonna cry in the car. He sure did.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that was a good Adam episode Cole. Of NXT. Another great effort by NXT this week.
And, Adam Cole out here breaking up the UE.
Yep. Yeah. If you are so willing to, if you could spare some time, Shaq is going to be wrestling on Wednesday, too, on the other channel.
I heard. See, this is what happens when athletes retire and they get bored. They just start living out their wrestling dreams. But I see AEW's been hitting on all fours. They had Snoop Dogg. Then they had now Shaq. Who else they got coming down the pipeline? Ice-T. Digital Underground.
Yes, I don't know. We'll see soon. Kenny Omega and Jon Moxley are going to mutilate each other next Sunday. They're going to have a barbed wire, exploding barbed wire death match.
Oh, that is next week.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Kenny Omega.
Jon Moxley retained the United States Championship, the IWGP United States Championship over Kenta in a shocker to me. Just knew New Japan was like, we're going to have to get this belt back. But nope.
So Jon Moxley is wrestling. So his contract with AEW is non-exclusive.
Oh, AEW is working with Impact and New Japan now.
Ah, I gotcha. Gotcha, mm-hmm. gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully the greater mainstream American audience will get a chance to see the man responsible for making Kenny Omega look so fine, Okada.
Mm. Well,
yeah, that would be, can't wait.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, can't wait to see Okada show up. Hopefully he don't go to Impact. Hopefully he comes straight to AEW when he does get a chance to show up. Jay White.
Guess we'll have to wait and see.
Your mans could show up. Tama Tonga.
Look, he need to, because I ain't got time to be searching TV looking for New Japan Pro at 3:00 in the morning.
Yeah, now if they came on TV, they better have the sensors ready though.
Listen, they come to AEW, I'm watching every week.
I know you are.
On time.
Have you come to grips with him cutting the beard though?
I just noticed that he cut his beard and I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He looks like The Rock now. Like a younger
beard, hair. He looks like somebody's daddy.
Have you been having a chance to watch Young Rock yet?
I have not. I'm a little behind. You know, I have my Japanese final coming up, I've been studying. Okay, okay. But once that's over, and then I have a research presentation coming up right after the Japanese final. But once I'm done with that, then I'll watch Young Rock.
Yeah, you're going to like it.
Because I see that everyone, all of our WrestleCast peeps have have been tweeting about it and been getting rave reviews from the WrestleCast.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm definitely a big fan. Yeah, the podcast doesn't start until after that show goes off on Tuesdays now.
I love it. That's right.
the wrestling...
The cameo. People's TV show.
Right, there you go. The wrestling cameos are what's going to hold a lot of people into this. Because they... Like last week, even though it was a poor... They had like a Ric Flair guy, right? And he is like super slender. It's like it could have had a little beefier guy, but you know, everybody knew who it was supposed to be, you know. Then they had another guy who was supposed to be like Roddy Piper, that you could kind of tell he looked like Roddy Piper from the 80s when he was doing movies, like from the They Live type era when he had the big feathered hair out. So, yeah, so I think that's what a lot of people are kind of tuning in for. It's like, oh, what's the cameos? Who's going to, you know, pop up in his life? And so this past episode, he was talking about trying to get this girl he liked in high school to go out on a date with him and kind of how he finessed his way into making that happen.
I'm going to have to check it out as soon as I get a chance.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah,
you'll because I'm a fan.
Yeah, who doesn't like The Rock?
Exactly. Terrorists, sociopaths, psychopaths.
And the premise of the show is that he's running for president. It's like 2035 and whatever, he's running for president. And people are like, he's been so famous and done so many things that he, you know, he's been so famous for so long. How is he going to relate to the common people? And so this is supposed to be him giving like a series of sit down interviews describing his beginnings. That's
I can dig it.
Of the show, right? Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out as soon as I can.
All right. So at this point, Miss J to the Max, it's time for your shout outs and thank yous.
My shout out is the same as it was for the last 6 months. shout out to our entire WrestleCast crew for tweeting with us each and every week and watching us and subscribing to our, is it Patreon?
Yes, it is.
And yeah, so yeah, shout out to our crew. Thank you for your continued support. Yeah, 'tis all. And Ms. Dee Dee.
Of course. Yes, the landlord, the owner.
Yes, the rent is due. That's why I'm glad SmackDown hit on all four cylinders every week.
Well, Ms. Jason Max, thank you very much once again for getting up early and joining me here to talk about SmackDown. Thank you to everybody who uses the hashtag each and every Friday night, SmackDown Matters, and shares their commentary with color on the blue brand. Thank you for joining us for the Elimination Chamber live tweet as well last Sunday. Again, check out all of the shows here on the CSPN under the WrestleCast banner, the RawCast, NXT Cast, SmackDown Matters. You'll find our commentary with color all over the internet. All you have to do again is search for the WrestleCast dash the CSPN. Also, we talk about AEW and a whole lot of other things over on our Patreon page. That's patreon.com/CSPN Media. Go check out the dark match. You can hear Miss Simi and myself rant and rave about AEW and the lack of attention they're showing to their women's division. We might think Tony Khan or somebody at AEW has a mold. They're listening to the Patreon because I proposed a vignette. And lo and behold, if that almost didn't play out beat for beat, exactly like I said. So anyway,
they listen.
Yeah, they be listening. So we appreciate it, Tony Khan. If you're feeling free and fancy with your money, you can throw something my way. Mm-hmm. Like Big Show. Hey, you paying? I'm playing.
That's right.
You heard he signed with AEW, right?
I did. Mm-hmm. I did.
Mm-hmm. To be a wrestler and a commentator.
All right now.
Yeah.
Get that money, honey.
He ain't been spending the last 2 years getting in that type of shape for nothing.
Make that money. Don't let the money make you.
So again, shout out to everybody who joins us, all the WrestleBays, all the members of the Glow, continue to support us, listen, download, rate, and review the podcast so everybody knows that we are a 5-star program all across the web. So until next week, for my co-host, Miss Jason Max, I'm your host, Don DeLorenzo, and this has been SmackDown Matters. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
See y'all.
Now I know everybody's been patiently waiting for me to make my WrestleMania decision. And as silly as it might sound, my mama always told me that life is about choices. You know, you make a good choice, it's all good. But you make that bad choice, it's gonna haunt you forever. So ultimately, the choices that you make define who you are, and my choice is clear.
Your mama is right. This choice will define your legacy in WWE. Now, last week, you made a brilliant choice to team with Sasha Banks. So you saw firsthand what she can do in the ring, how she thinks, how she attacks and counterattacks. You were elevated from her genius. Now, we all know how hard you have worked to get here. And your journey has been quite inspiring to so many. Bianca, you are special. And we are all in awe because you are living your dream. But I know deep in my heart that if you decide to face Sasha Banks at WrestleMania, then that dream will dissolve quickly into a horrible nightmare. And when you are laying on the mat, broken, defeated, haunted by your bad choice, you will hear your mama's words singing in your ears. The choices you make will define you. And now, you're nothing but a loser.
Didn't I tell you to never speak for me? Enough of this. Bianca, I am more than the champion. I am the standard. So if you want to make history, want to be the talk, the conversation, then you would choose me. You see, you call yourself the EST of the WWE? Well, I don't think so, because I'm the best. I'm number one, which makes you second best. Your words on the grandest stage of them all, because I'm gonna take your title and then I'm gonna show the whole entire world that I'm the strongest, I'm the fastest, I'm the roughest, I'm the toughest, I'm the quickest, I'm the greatest, I'm the BEST of WWE. So Sasha, it's on.